Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Mitch Holmes, and he's the Executive Director for the Cass County Veterans Affairs. Good morning to you, Mitch.
Good morning.
Mitch, I've just been curious about, the services that you offer, and I'm thinking there's some other people who may not know that too. So I just want to talk about your purpose, and let's just start with some of the things that is included in your job.
Okay. I am the representative for the Veterans Affairs, so we provide a gateway, so to speak, to federal VA benefits, but also there are other benefits to help veterans who are having difficulties with some bills occasionally, and that's kind of what we do. We help with county assistance and state assistance and federal assistance as well.
And that's really important, I think, Mitch, to have somebody who's local who knows your way through all of that, because that can get to be kind of a jungle out there in terms of the paperwork.
Yes, ma'am. The federal VA process is kind of long, and you know that the VA has had some issues in the past with some of the paperwork. And so my job is to help veterans work through that, get the right paperwork in place, get all the documentation together, submit it, and then actually represent the veterans as well to the VA if there's any ever problems.
Okay. And these could be veterans who are just returning, who are just out of service. It could be veterans who served a long time ago. Any age, it's a veteran. I mean, are there any criteria about who can come and get your services?
No, ma'am. We provide it for all veterans. And I still have veterans who were World War II veterans who are just now applying for their first benefits. And I gently fuss at them a little bit for waiting so long. But we cover from World War II all the way to the current day.
Okay. Yeah, this World War II veterans, there are not many of them left, and so, yeah, they should have probably been here a while ago. So when you say kinds of services, what can you help them do?
There are the VA has a disability program. They call it compensation. And so any type of military condition related to their military service, hearing loss if they're in the artillery, or even falling off a truck when they were loading it and twisting an ankle, a few years down the road, that can become a problem. And so we help them with those things. There's also, as they get older and need more care, like nursing home care, there's a program the VA has for that. And then there's also the home loan systems, the educations program. So it runs the gamut, and we can help with all that here.
And how much do families get involved with that? When I ask that question, I'm thinking, okay, so there's a widow involved. Is there something that service that you provide to them?
Yes, ma'am. There are some programs that the VA offers for widows or spouses of deceased veterans, and we can address all those as need comes, including sometimes even a nursing home benefit for widows as well.
Okay. So I think the bottom line, Mitch, is if you have a question related to being a veteran, related to a veteran, they should come see you.
Yes, ma'am. If any question whatsoever, even no matter how small they might think it is, please come see me and we'll work it out.
Okay. Now, you mentioned housing loans. I mean, if somebody's looking for a house, how far do you go on that? Maybe they need furnishings in a house? Are there anything related to that?
No, it's more or less the VA home loans program where a veteran is trying to buy a home, and then we can help them get their certificate of eligibility so that helps them buy the home. The realtors also know how to do that. And then the state has a couple programs as well to help first-time veterans buy a home here in Iowa.
Okay, and that kind of relates to what you started out saying about, you serve knowing what's available, county, state, and federal. And sometimes those are kind of hard to ferret out. So you have that total picture to give to people.
Well, I may not have the total picture, but I have a pretty good idea.
So. Yeah. Things do change. Sometimes it's hard to keep up, right?
Yes, ma'am. I know how to find the answers I don't know it when you come in. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
Well, that's really important, knowing where to go to find the answers. Now, Mitch, you take care of the veterans in Cass County. What about people in the rest of the state?
Well, for federal programs, I can help anyone in the state do that. I actually have a veteran who lives in Australia, and he'll send me an email, and I'll help him with some of the issues he has there. But for the federal or state programs, I can help with those type of things. Okay. The county programs are limited to Cass County residents.
Okay. And Sarah, so if somebody lives in another county, how would they get information?
I have the contact numbers. Every county is required to have a veterans officer. So if they can't find theirs, I can get in touch with somebody for them and put them in touch with them.
Okay, so they some counties may share, and you but you would know that and be able to direct them accordingly. And Mitch, how do they find you? That may be the hardest question yet.
Yes, ma'am. I'm on the third floor of the courthouse, and I recommend you take the elevator because if you come up the center steps, they don't come all the way to the third floor. Or call me at 243-6662.
Is there a website that people might go to if they have computers and they're computer savvy to kind of get started on finding information?
Yes, ma'am. The VA has its own website. The State Veterans Office has its own website. And we are tied into the Cass County website. But if you're looking to file paperwork, I recommend you come see me first to help you get through that.
I can much appreciate that because you go, okay, what is it they want to know and what how much do I need to tell? And yeah. Paperwork is sort of an interesting kind of thing, but it's all for a good purpose. Mitch, can you share with us maybe some, not by name, but maybe some instances, some stories, some things where, you know, you can give an example of here's how you helped a veteran, whether it be in Cass County or maybe somewhere else. You mentioned the person in Australia. I mean, that's really amazing to me, Mitch. You must have some other interesting stories like that.
Well, I did have one veteran. I'm kind of pleased that we were able to get to. He was went to Vietnam, exposed to Agent Orange, and developed a heart condition. And we were able to file the paperwork. That's now a presumptive condition of Agent Orange exposure. And he had a heart attack, had several stents, and the VA rated him totally disabled. So he's getting that benefit. And he ended up having a heart attack during a Nebraska football game, but they rushed him to the hospital and to the local university hospital. They got him stabilized, took him to the VA hospital, and then the VA took care of everything for him. So that's okay. I consider that one of my real success stories.
Yeah, I think that sounds really good. You got went through the process, and hey, turned out well. But again, that's another example I think of how. If you hadn't helped that person initially, if that person hadn't come to you, then it would have been downhill all the way instead of turning out well.
Yes, ma'am. I think so. I think it would have. He didn't think he deserved this kind of benefit, but I was able to convince him to go ahead and file the paperwork, and it worked out well for him.
What about assistance such as, I'm thinking, crutches, wheelchair, some of those kinds of things? Are there benefits there that can help people?
Yes, ma'am. Our local service organizations do a lot with those type of things. We don't have anything here in this office for that, but if we can get you into the VA hospital system. Then if the doctor says you need those types of things, then the VA hospital system will take care of that. So, and I can do that as well as get veterans enrolled into the VA hospital system.
Okay. So it sounds like to me that any veteran maybe should get acquainted with you, Mitch. And, you know, even if they say, I'm doing fine, I'm thinking maybe it would be good to just get acquainted with you and you know that all this assistance is available.
Yes, ma'am. I would encourage all veterans to come, if nothing else, just to sit down and tell me their war stories. But somewhere along the line, we might be able to find something that a benefit that they can use.
Okay. And if not now, sometime in the future. So Mitch, why are you passionate about this job? What's your kind of background that led you to be the director for Cass County Veterans Affairs?
Well, I'm a Navy guy. I hope that doesn't offend many of the Army folks. But I'm a Navy guy and served 14 years on an aircraft carrier and a couple other ships. And when we moved here to the Cass County area, this was just an opportunity for me to get back into my military system, so to speak, the camaraderie that's always there among military folks, and help them again. You know, once they leave the military, there's not a whole lot for them in their mind sometimes, and then I can help them reconnect with their veteran pals, so to speak, but also their veterans' benefits.
Okay, that's an interesting thing that you said. You can connect. Maybe if they're wanting to find somebody, you might be able to help them do that.
Well, it's very difficult to do that. I probably
shouldn't have said that.
Should have said that. But there are some. It's more or less getting them reconnected back to the military, what they're more familiar with.
Yeah. Okay. So. Well, if you have any questions about those services, any veterans family better come see Mitch Holmes. And Mitch is the executive director for the Cass County Veterans Affairs. We want to thank you very much, Mitch, for visiting with us today. And until next time, here's the thought: do not underestimate yourself by comparing yourself with others. It is our differences that make us unique.